Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Angela, Energy Australia, which is the utility down under, is concerned about excess energy and water usage. So to combat the problem, they're urging their customers to do what in the shower?
I thought Australians were really good with their energy use.
Well, apparently not good enough. Think about it.
Do they have to go to the bathroom in their shower?
No.
Okay. My mom used to make us do that. And we were
really?
Did you ever have like the water crisis and your mom wouldn't let you flush the toilet for a while?
Sure,
thank you.
Absolutely.
And so I thought that was a solution.
I'm shocked that they don't do that.
Yes.
Doesn't everybody?
I'm sorry.
Totally.
I'm making a little note to myself here about
of course, in
things
Australia,
I should
it goes
never
the
do.
Other way.
And who
do
not to invite over.
Not shower with Amy.
Oh, well, it's a long list.
So they're encouraging people to do what?
Not use the hot water in the shower. Use their blow dryer in the shower also.
Well, that's a quick solution to overpopulation as well, I guess.
Cut down on use.
Yeah.
I absolutely don't know.
Well, I'll give you a hand. It's like no more Stairway to Heaven.
You cannot sing in the shower?
You can sing,
but they're
encouraging people to...
Just sing the chorus.
Close enough. They're encouraging people. It's an official program to encourage people in Australia to sing shorter songs in the shower. Energy Australia has a message. No more Bohemian Rhapsody.
Right.
Yeah? No more Alice's Restaurant. They've handed out 500,000 shower timers to remind their customers to keep it going, make it snappy. In addition to singing, Energy Australia has listed some other shower time no-nos, including no daydreaming, no toothbrushing, and no playing with toys. The new motto, don't use the shower, use the sink.
You know, about 100 years ago, I was taught to properly wash your hands, you should sing Happy Birthday while you wash your hands, and that's the perfect time. It's about 10 or 20 seconds. And to this day, I have to sing Happy Birthday when I wash my hands. I know I'm admitting that on national radio. I'm just trying to make everyone else who does that feel more comfortable.
Thank you.
Which would probably...
Who do you sing Happy Birthday to?
Well, me.
He said with a look of incomprehension. Who else would you sing it to?
And every time I do it, I'm 8 years old all over again. So it's a wonderful way to stay young.
Tom, a British man has found a novel way to deal with a rather difficult divorce. 12 years ago, he got divorced, and since then, he has methodically done what?
Dressed up like a chicken and ran past his ex-wife's house. That was a guess. All right. But you know, if I said that often enough on this show, it would be right sooner or later.
It's like the Six Monkeys with the typewriter. Eventually, it'll work.
A hint?
A hint. Well, sort of beam me up, lonely. I somehow feel as if I haven't helped you.
No. He's petitioning two aliens to take him away for the adventure.
No. Does anybody know this was in the news?
I do. Or I thought I did.
Well, let's hear it.
Didn't he offer to stay in jail rather than give her one penny?
No.
Oh. Oh, that was my husband.
And I'm just wondering what the grounds for divorce were, Amy.
Yeah.
No, nobody knows. 12 years ago, this man has gotten divorced, and in reaction to that heartbreak and disruption of his life, he decided to turn his home into a replica of the bridge of the Starship Enterprise.
Who hasn't wanted to do that?
And he has lived the dream, my friend. Shortly after his divorce in 1994, Tony Elaine did what most men in his position would do. He turned his living room into a replica of the transporter room on board the Enterprise. And that seemed like a good idea, so he went on to convert the entire apartment into a starship, including, of course, the bathroom. And while nothing actually works, it can't actually beam you up, everything does light up and bleep and bloop, just like on the show. As for his love life, well, he told the Sun, quote, "I had to get rid of the bed. It took up most of the space." I think you find that more sad than funny, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm really sorry. I think half the audience is going like, that's really sad, and you shouldn't be making fun of him. And half the audience is going, how do I get that? That's I mean, it, and like half the audience is going, was it like classic Star Trek or Next Generation? Because it matters. Yeah. Only the lonely know the